Salam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our live broadcast. The Dasara celebration is on, and if you are following the celebrations on our website, you can watch the videos, you can listen to the audios, you can see the pictures, you can relive Dasara in Prashanti in your homes. And whenever I think about this celebration and its various facets, what comes to mind is a reflection of what it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. The celestial song Bhagavad Gita lays down for man three pathways to reach God: karma, bhakti and jnana. And if you look at this Dasara celebration, there is this festival of giving, this festival of love, this festival of gram seva, and that is the path of karma, of selfless service. And every morning you have the adoration of Lord Shiva, the Rudram, and there is someone who is chanting Devi Bhagavatam, there is someone who is singing the glories of Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavata, there is someone who is reading Ramayana, there is someone who is reading Mahabharata. So there is adoration of the divine, there is bhakti that is happening every single morning. And then in the evenings you have the Jnana Marga. You have beautiful expositions of the scriptures by scholars as well as by Bhagavan students. So you have this amazing confluence of karma, bhakti and jnana during Dasara celebrations, during this Navaratri, and see how Bhagavan has so beautifully brought all of these. Quite unconsciously, as we go through these celebrations, we are onto the spiritual path. We cannot, even if we do not want, we will have to allow these vibrations to seep into us, and they will definitely purify us. Just being here, just reliving in these vibrations of being in Prashanti. That is the beautiful Dasara, and let's continue this adoration of the divine. So today we will take a bhajan in this session of Bhajan Tutor, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, where we can think, ruminate, describe and dwell on the glories of the Divine Mother. And let's begin by picturing the Divine Mother in our minds.
Let us first offer our most grateful and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of Divine Mother Sai. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we take every setback in our lives as your will and only get inspired to walk on the spiritual path with renewed vigor and determination every moment of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we will learn a bhajan dedicated to adoring our beloved Sai as the Divine Mother. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Janani Ma Sai, Janani Ma.
So this is the bhajan, and it is in the language Sanskrit. And in fact, we are having this because of a listener's request we received some time ago. And as always, let us first become familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat, the meaning of every word of this bhajan, and in the end, we will listen to an excerpt of a presentation about bhajan singing made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Janani Ma Sai, Janani Ma. Prema Vahini Ma, Jnana Vahini Ma, Prashanti Vahini Chira సుఖ దాయిని జయ జయ సాయి మా.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. As he sings slowly this bhajan, Anirudh will follow him after every line. And then he does that. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Janani ma sai, janani ma,
janani ma sai, janani ma.
Janani ma sai, janani ma,
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 janani ma sai, janani ma.
Prema vahini ma, jnana vahini ma,
prema vahini ma, jnana vahini ma,
dharma vahini ma, jnana vahini ma,
dharma vahini ma, jnana vahini ma,
prashanti vahini chirasukhadayini,
prashanti vahini chirasukhadayini,
prashanti vahini chirasukhadayini,
prashanti vahini chirasukhadayini,
jaya jaya sai ma,
jaya jaya sai ma,
jaya jaya sai ma,
jaya jaya sai ma.
Janani ma sai, janani ma,
So that's how this beautiful bhajan flows. You heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now, for those who are connoisseurs of music, let's learn a little more about the technicalities of this bhajan. What are the swaras that make this bhajan and to which raga this bhajan belongs? Anirudh is here in the studios to help us in this endeavor. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the makeup of the raga that makes this bhajan?
Sairam Bishu, this bhajan is a very melodious composition. In fact, this is one of my favorite bhajans. And basically, it is on rag darbari. You okay. can see the feel and the flow in which the bhajan sounds like is darbari. But you have some little deviations. You have the shuddha dha coming okay. in this bhajan. Anyway, as and when I explain the notes of the raga, you will come to know.
Yeah, I think let's move on. Explain to us darbari. And yes. then we will see where this
I think
bhajan
we have done darbari few bhajans before.
Before also, yeah.
Yeah, and what comes to my mind is that famous Ghantasala's song Shiva Shankari.
Yes.
I think I had sung in the yeah. before session. Yeah.
Yes.
So in this raga you have Sa Re Re Shuddh Ga. Ga is Komal, minor Ga. Ma Pa Dha. Dha is Komal Dha. Ni Ni is Komal Ni.
Sa Sa Ni Sa Dha Ni Pa. Ma Pa Ga Ma Re. Sa Ni Sa Dha Ni Pa Sa.
So this is how the raga flows.
Wonderful. So you have Ga Komal, you have Dha Komal, and you have Ni Komal.
Yes.
And you have all the swaras.
Yeah, you have all the swaras. Yeah. Whereas in this bhajan, if you see
Dha, Dha Ni Sa Dha Pa,
there's one very unique phrase which comes in this bhajan.
Yeah.
Where you have Dha, it is a Shuddha Dha.
I think yeah. Maybe when we go to the swaras of the bhajan, probably we will know where it deviates.
Correct.
But maybe yes. First you can give us a feel of how darbari flows. You know,
yes, it is a very beautiful raga.
Yeah.
It has so much power in it.
Yes.
And emotion.
Yes.
And especially what I feel is that when you sing this raga in live concerts or mm-hmm. when you hear in live concerts, mm-hmm. you will feel very powerful.
The feel is something else.
Yes. It takes you somewhere.
It has a lot of majesty to it as well as melody to it.
Yes, definitely.
This raga has yeah. that power. Yeah, we can always feel that. Please do for us a small alap, Anirudh.
Sure.
Aina, aina, aina. Ah!
as you mentioned, the word that comes is really power. You know, the powerful,
yes.
You can really feel that power.
And in fact, you have very beautiful phrases in the raga. Sarega. So, mapada nipana. Those kind of slow glides,
yes,
that pulls the heart. Actually,
yes.
It's a very emotional raga, and especially it sounds very great in instruments, especially sitar, veena, where you can express the raga in pulling the string.
Yes.
Sarega. Like that.
Actually, what comes to my mind is that dance in song in our convocation drama, in one of the convocation dramas, there was one song which Tansen sang. It was a very, very powerful song, and it was in this raga.
Oh, yeah.
At the Bari raga. Of course, the other version that comes to mind is Mujhe Darshan Dikhao.
There are so many versions in Darbari.
Lambodara Jaya Gajanana
Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama. Beautiful version.
Yes.
Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava.
Right.
Then it goes on.
Yeah, I think, yeah, as you mentioned, it goes on. So let's come back to our bhajan, Janani Ma. Can we now do this for us, for its every line and it?
Surely. Janani Ma Sai Janani Ma Sa sa re re ga re sa ni ni ga sa da ni sa
Sa sa re re ga re sa ni ni ga sa da ni sa
Janani ma Sai Janani Ma Sagamadhadhapama Madani Sapagagamapa Pamagare sa
Sagamadhadhapama Madani Sapagagamapa Pamagare sa
Janani ma Sai Janani ma Sa sa re re ga re sa ni ni ga sa da ni sa
Sa sa re re ga re sa ni ni ga sa da ni sa
Prema vahini ma ज्ञान वाहिनी माँ ससनीनी सरिगा गरे सनी द दानी रे गरे सानी दसनी सदनी पा
ससनीनी सरिगा Gare sani dha, dhani re gare sani dha sani sadani pa.
Dharma vahini ma, gyan vahini ma. Sa sa sari gari sani sari ga ma re sa da da ni re gari sani da sa ni sa da ni pa
sa sa sari gari sani sari ga ma re sa da da ni re ga re sa ni dha sa ni sa da ni pa
prashanti vahini chira sukha daini dha dha ma dha dha मधने सदा पा
दादा मधाधा मधने सदा पा
जय जय साई मां आ पदम परिमा गरि सा सगमधापा
पदम परिमा गरि सा सगमधापा
जय जय साई मा हा
दैट्स द सेकंड टाइम
पदम परिमा गरि सा गरि मग सनि धनि पा
पदम परिमा गरि सा गरि मग सनि धनि पा
सो दैट गिव्स अस सम आइडिया अबाउट द रागा एज वेल एज हाउ दिस भजन फिट्स इनटू दिस रागा एंड एज यू मेंशन वी सॉ ऑल दोज बोथ द धास
या
इन सम ऑफ दिस लाइंस वंडरफुल सो कैन वी गो ऑन टू द बीट ऑफ दिस भजन.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat. As usual, it is Aditalam. And the count is 1, 2, 3,
yeah. Arvind, sir, if you can play 1, on the kanjira.
2,
yeah.
3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, janani ma, sai janani ma. Janani ma, sai janani ma.
And the metronome for this bhajan is 65 beats per minute.
65 beats per minute. Okay, so that gives us a good idea of the raga and the tala. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam. Now that we know the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala, let us spend some time contemplating on the bhava of this bhajan. And to imbibe the bhava or the true feeling, we must understand the meaning of every word in this bhajan. Let's start with the first line.
Janani ma Sai Janani Ma.
Here the first word is Janani and the second word is Ma. Both mean mother and both the words occur more than once in this line. The name Janani is in fact one of the thousand names of the mother goddess in the Lalita Sahasranam. Literally, this Sanskrit word Janani means one who gives birth. The third word is Sai and it can be split into Sa means divine and Ai meaning mother. In this context, the mother represents the Shakti or the cosmic energy principle that sustains the entire cosmos. Bhagwan Baba says that this cosmic energy principle manifests herself in the form of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. During a discourse in 1988, Bhagwan elaborated on this and said, Durga grants to us energy, physical energy, mental energy and spiritual energy. Lakshmi bestows on us wealth of many kinds, not just money but intellectual wealth, wealth of character, the wealth of health and so on. Saraswati grants us intelligence, the capacity for intellectual inquiry and the power of discrimination. In the Ashtotra Shatanamavali or the 108 names used to worship Bhagwan, there is one line extolling him as the primeval cosmic energy principle. Om Shri Sai
Adi Shaktaye Namaha. Elaborating on this, Professor Kasturi writes, Baba often describes Prashant Nilayam to women devotees as your own mother's home. Baba is Adi Shakti, the energy aspect of Adi Purusha, if it is conceived as separate. This energy is believed to be feminine and worshipped as such during Navratri, the festival of the mother, the festival of Adi Shakti. Professor Kasturi goes on to add, Baba evinces himself as Saraswati, Durga and Lakshmi, for he presides over the Vidvan Mahasava as the goddess of learning during the Sahara. He presides over the Vedic Yajna as Durga, as the goddess of spiritual success, and he distributes largesse, he distributes food and clothes as Lakshmi during the Navaratri. Baba has the overpowering love of the Supreme Mother. That's how Professor Kasturi describes Bhagwan as the Adi Shakti. So in this line, Janani Ma, Sai Janani Ma, we call out to Mother Sai, the one who is the universal mother, the one who bestows on us energy, wealth, wisdom and intelligence. Let's move on to the second line.
Janani Ma, Sai Janani Ma.
In this line too, the words are the same as in the first line. It might be pertinent here to recall a beautiful incident shared by Mr. Vedanarayan, who has been leading the Prashanti Vedam group for so many years now in Prashantinilayam. This occurred during one particular Dasara celebrations in Prashantinilayam many years ago, in the 70s. He says, in the olden days, once I heard that doing Devi Mahatmya Parayanam during the 9 days of the Dasara Yajnam is really good. So I wanted to do it. Somehow I got a book too to do this Parayanam, but I did not know how to do this. And at that time it was Shri Padmanava Shastri, who was the pujari of the mandir, who used to do this Parayanam diligently. So I told him of my wish, and the pujari said, very good, go ahead. So I asked him for the procedure for doing this sadhana, and he said, unless you have initiation into the Bija Mantra, you cannot do it. You need to get that from a guru. So Vednarayan asked Sri Padmanabha Shastri, sir, you have been doing this for so many years, can you not give me the Bija Mantra and initiate me into this? But the pujari did not agree. And when Vednarayan sir asked him who else could teach him, he said, you go and ask Swami. Well, that was the only solution he gave, and so Mr. Vednarayan thought, how can I go and ask Swami? But there did not seem to be any other option, so he just thought he will take a chance. So he told one of his close friends about this idea of him to do this Parayanam, and he was also very willing to do along with him, and so they came up with an idea. He says, we wrote the Bija Mantra and kept it inside two books. We felt that if Swami blessed the books, it was as good as Mantropadesham, initiation of the mantra from the Guru himself. So one afternoon we went and sat in our usual place, and that time Swami used to stay in the old mandir. When we sat in the portico with these books, that afternoon as soon as Swami opened the door, he came straight to us and he asked for these books, and then he took these volumes into his hands, opened the books and lovingly glanced through the pages of these holy books, and then he asked, are you going to do Devi Mahatmyam? And both of them said, yes Swami. And Swami said, very good, do it. So that is how they got the blessing from Swami himself to start the Parayanam. And then subsequently Sri Padmanabha Shastri told them about the procedure for doing this, and he said that on all the 9 days one has to read the entire book, which would take nearly 4 to 4.5 hours. But both of them were determined to do it, but were wondering how to do it, because it was Dasara time and there were so many responsibilities for them in the mandir, right from early morning Veda Parayanam, and that too during a festival like Dasara. You had extended afternoon sessions and evening sessions, and no one wanted to miss those sessions with Bhagwan in the Purnachandra auditorium. So the question was,
When can we do this? When can we get uninterrupted 4 to 4.5 hours? And both of them wanted to do it with strict discipline, which meant being on an empty stomach during that entire period of reciting those hymns, not drinking water, even a drop. And they wanted to do it as perfectly as they can. And so they decided that the only time available for them was 2 a.m. in the morning. So that's what they did. They would get up for all these 9 days at 1:30 a.m., have their shower, and then start the Parayanam. And Mr. Vidyanarayan says, how beautiful were those days during Dasara. Swami used to come in blood red robe, he used to wear a beautiful garland, his lips used to be so red in color, and he used to give chance for the Vedam boys to accompany him into the auditorium. And even as they were enjoying the Dasara, they were experiencing the bliss of doing this Devi Mahatmyam Parayanam. And on the final day, the Purnahuti day of the Yajna, Swami mentioned that the boys should go into the Purnachandra auditorium in a procession, and the boys were to lead the procession. And because it was the final day of the Dasara celebration, the Purnahuti was scheduled to start only at 9 a.m. in the morning. So that day, Mr. Vedanarayan started his Parayanam a little later than usual. And that morning, he says, I was completing the Parayanam and I was sitting on the East Prashanti extension where the old hostel used to be. Those days, if Swami came onto the balcony of the Prashanti Mandir where he was staying, we could see him from the first floor of the old hostel. None of the people on the ground floor could see, but on the first floor, it was at the same height as the balcony of the Prashanti Mandir. And that day, as I was reading the last few passages of the Parayanam, sitting on the first floor of the extension of East Prashanti, I chanted the last line, the Kshama Prarthana, and after having done that, I prostrated in the direction of the Mandir. And when I looked up, can you believe it? I saw Swami. Yes, Swami had come out of his room and was watching from there. It was almost as if I was offering the final prostration, the final offering of the sadhana, and Swami himself was accepting it in his physical form. He had appeared there on the balcony of the Prashanti Mandir, and not only that, Swami now beckoned him. He signaled him to go near him, and he ran down the steps and went to his presence. And the moment Swami saw him, Swami came forward on the balcony, and as if nothing had happened, very casually, Swami said, see, make all the Vedam boys ready for the procession. We will start at 9:30. And Mr. Vidyanarayan says, he had actually given this instruction the previous night itself. This was just an excuse for blessing him with Sambhashanam after granting him that special darshan on the completion of his Devi Mahatmyam Parayanam. Bhagwan Sai Janani is Adi Shakti, the goddess of the highest heavens. That is the inscrutable Divine Mother Sai, Janani Ma, Sai Janani Ma. Let's move on to the third line.
Janani Ma, Sai Janani Ma.
This is a repeat of the first line. So we move on to the fourth line.
Premavahini ma Jnanavahini ma.
Here the first word is prema. It means divine, selfless, undiluted, unconditional love. Love forms the basis of everything in this world. Swami has always stressed that God is love and love is God. And this statement truly sums up everything that God is. Once Baba wrote a letter to the students in Vrindavan, and in that he said, there was no one to understand me until I created the worlds for my pleasure with one word. I separated myself from myself so that I could love myself. In fact, on another occasion, when a student asked Bhagwan inside the interview room, Swami, why this creation? Swami simply smiled, thought for a while and said, Love ho sakta hai. It is for love. Everything is love, and he is this unceasing stream of love, and that is what is meant by Prema Vahini. Vahini means stream. There's a beautiful anecdote once shared by Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan. Her family has been in the Sai fold for about four generations now, starting with her grandfather, who was the first priest of the Prashanti Mandir. During a summer course that Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram attended when she was a teenager, on a particular day, the topic of a talk was non-violence. She and her friend used to make notes sitting down on the lawns, and that evening, as they both were talking and making notes, quite unconsciously, they were pulling out grass from the lawn. And after a while, her friend said, Look at this, Geeta. We talked about non-violence and we are here pulling out grass. And Mrs. Geeta said, Why do you all the time talk about philosophy? This is just grass. And that is how the conversation ended that day. The daily routine in the summer course during that time was everyone would wake up at 4 a.m. and go for Omkaram, Gayatri chanting and so on. And Mrs. Geeta Ram used to go to the hall, and as the lectures used to go on, many times she would go to the end of the hall and doze off. And one such morning when she was lost in her nap, there was a tap on her shoulder. And when she got up, she was startled. In fact, she was terrified because there was Swami right there in front of her. She thought, that's it. She has to now pack her bags and leave the summer course right away. But what the loving Swami did was something incredible. Swami just told, Hey, don't make noise. Come outside. And he took Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram to the rose garden, which was right next to the tent where the session was going on. And then Swami asked her, Geeta, what did you do yesterday? And she said, Nothing, Swami. No, what were you doing with your friend? She said, Swami, nothing. We were just talking. Swami said, No, you were not just talking. You were pulling out grass. How can you pull out a living thing? It is not an inanimate thing. Come here, I'll show you. And then Swami took her to a rose bush and touched a tiny little rose bud. And she says, just as you would see in a time-lapse video, the rose bud began to grow bigger and bigger and finally blossomed into a full rose. And all this happened in an instant. She was amazed and she told Swami, Swami, you can do it, but I can't do this. Then Swami sweetly said, No, you can also do it. Come here. And then Bhagwan held her hand and made her touch another rosebud. And the same thing happened. The bud instantaneously started unfolding and eventually becoming a fully blossomed rose. She was stupefied. Then Swami said, See, if you show love to anything in this world, it will respond. But you have to show it the way I do. Learn to love like me. Learn to love, not destroy. The profound lesson for us here is that even when we ourselves are incapable of showing love, if we pray to Swami, He will ensure that His pure love flows through us, because He is Prema Vahini, the stream of unceasing love. Moving on, the other word in this line is Jnana, which means ultimate wisdom. The word Jnana refers to not only worldly knowledge, but something much more, something which is inexhaustible. In one discourse, Swami said, True Jnana is the basis for all types of knowledge and is in fact beyond them. It is infinite, unmanifest, and remains ever as the One. Bhagwan says, This Jnana cannot be acquired from books. It is not connected with the physical world. God alone can grant this, as He is the embodiment of Jnana. He is the stream of Jnana, Jnana Vahini, the stream of highest wisdom. The other word in this line is Ma, which we have already seen. Therefore, in this line, Prema Vahini Ma, Jnana Vahini Ma, we call out to the Divine Mother, whose love and supreme wisdom flows as streams upon all of us. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Dharma Vahini Ma, Jnanavahini Ma.
Here the first word is dharma. This word means duty or right conduct. Once Bhagwan said, that which does not inflict pain on you and on others is dharma. So act in such a way that you get joy and others too get joy. Or take another standard for your actions. Make your thought, word and deed agree in harmony. That is to say, act as you speak and speak as you feel. Do not play false to your own conscience. Do not cover your thoughts in a cloak of falsehood. Do not suppress your conscience by forcibly enslaving it and embarking on actions not approved by it. That is the dharmic way of life, and frequently doing right makes it easier and easier. Your habits become completely tuned to your conscience. That is what is dharma. So in this line, Dharma Vahini Ma, Jnana Vahini Ma, we pray to the Divine Mother, the embodiment of right conduct and spiritual wisdom, to confer these upon us. Let's move on to the sixth line.
Prashanti Vahini Chira Sukhadayini.
Here the first word is Prashanti. Swami says, many feel that they have peace when some worldly desire that was vexing them is satisfied. But that is not real peace. It is but a temporary, short-lived interval between one worry and another. The syllable pra in Prashanti means expanding or enlarging. So Prashanti means that type of expanding, all-encompassing shanti. The peace that is absolute absence of anger and desire, greed or hatred. That is Prashanti Vahini. That stream of peace is Prashanti Vahini. The third word is Chira, which means long-standing or perpetual. The fourth word is Sukha, which means joy or happiness. And the last word is Daini, which means she who bestows. In fact, many would know that Prema Vahini, Jnana Vahini, Dharma Vahini and Prashanti Vahini, all of these are names of books on the respective subjects written by Bhagwan himself. All of these are treasure houses of wisdom revealed by the Lord himself directly when he came down on earth in the human form. His words in these books have flowed like a torrent, and each book is a precious pearl to be read, assimilated and implemented in our lives. So in this line, Prashanti Vahini Chira Sukhadayini, we glorify the Mother who bestows upon us supreme peace and everlasting joy. Let's now move on to the last line.
Jaya Jaya Sai Ma.
Here the word Jaya occurs twice and it means victory. So in this line, we proclaim victory to the eternal Mother Sai. With that, dear listeners, we are done with gaining a glimpse of the meaning of every word of this bhajan. Let us now proceed to listening to the complete version of this bhajan as sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Thank you.
Part of this program, let's listen to an excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Brothers Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha made this presentation.
We'll move to the next component, which is Tala. Now if you see, the world, in the entire world, it revolves around Tala. Whether it is the spinning of the earth on its axis, if it's a fan, it spins, it rotates at a particular pace, it makes a particular noise in beat, heartbeat. Heart beats at a particular rhythm. So there is beat, from beat we get a rhythm, and rhythm gives us order. In anything, any of these rhythms, if they're disturbed, the heart beats faster, it's trouble. The earth decides to spin at random speeds, it's a problem. Right? So, talam in bhajans is like that. It is there for order. So, what is the importance of talam in a bhajan session?
In fact, when part of community singing is that we take everybody together towards the Lord in harmony. So, this is where beat, where as he said, as Siddharth says, if there is harmony, there is rhythm, everybody is in the same rhythm. We are traveling together towards the Lord. So if we are traveling at different speeds, we are not traveling together. Where each of us are making individual journeys. So this beat keeps us together, keeps us traveling together towards the Lord.
In fact, Swami was also very concerned about this concept of dragging in bhajans. For example, I can give you an example of how we could possibly drag a bhajan, you know.
He nirakari Allah, he avatari prabhura.
This is the beat. But the next line is, so it goes, if you can just clap.
He nirakari Allah, he avatari prabhura. जनम जनम मेरे साथ रहो तुम सत्य साई भगवान.
This line actually should be sung slow, isn't it? Because you're saying janam 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 janam, you want the Lord to be with you. So tendency is to drag in this line. But then you just imagine if you continue on this line.
Nanak Yeshu Buddha Mahavira.
It becomes such a crying bhajan. The original speed was
Nanak Yeshu Buddha Mahavira Sab Hai Sai Bhagwan.
So we have to maintain that kind of a pace throughout the bhajan.
So that was an excerpt from the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. And with that, we have reached the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. Dear listeners, we really eagerly welcome your feedback and requests or suggestions for this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background music was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With hearts full of love and gratitude, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. So with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Life. The time in the studios now is 8:07. Yes, we are later than usual in the conclusion of Bhajan Tutor because of the extended Sai Kulanthal session. We now have Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, but we will not be having outside, inside, deep inside, which we have on every Thursday at 8:30. Prem is waiting to take over. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and dear listeners, I stay on to join Prem to continue Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. In just a few moments, Prem will now take over to lead this program based on Bhagavan's discourses, where we'll listen to him, then ruminate on his teachings, and then reflect on how we can apply those teachings in our lives. So stay tuned. Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.